This is supposed to be the last episode, but it's not. Thanks to our friends at Colgate. Colgate, we have two more episodes. You asked and they responded. Go team. We're going to be sticking around here until the mini marathon comes. Speaking of which, have you done any running?
Running? Oh my God, I'm in the gym. And I run on the treadmill for 2 minutes and then I'm like, what else could I do? Go home? Oh, I know. I came here. I'll reward myself by going to the sauna and the steam room.
Well, that's good self-care, but not great for the mini marathon.
So I'm going to up my training from Monday. From Monday. Do you know what? I might run on the road, because when you run away from your house, you have no option but to keep running if you want to come back home.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpaste. It lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but it prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. Buy it now in Dunnes and available in all other major Irish retailers, subject to availability.
Claire, did you see that message during the week when someone was asking us to send a picture of the Colgate Max White Ultra branding because they were in Australia looking for it?
You're kidding me.
I swear to God.
So I've just said it's available in major Irish retailers. I'm not sure if it's available in major Australian retailers.
We'll double check for you guys.
We'll double check. And don't worry, we also have a massive stash ourselves. So if you're coming home anytime soon, give us a ring. So hello and welcome to the podcast, everybody. I have a question for you. Are you saucy?
Do I look saucy?
I was trying to make up my mind and I couldn't make up my mind when I was thinking of you. Is she saucy or is she not saucy?
I'm obviously not putting out saucy energy.
No, you wouldn't put out, because, okay, let me just clarify where I'm going here. I am saucy. And when I say saucy, that means ketchup, tomato sauce, sweet chili sauce. I don't really care what food you feed me. It's all about the array of sauces that you put in front of me.
Now, you will never see me reaching for ketchup from my fridge, which is where it's kept in our house, and putting it on anything. Yes, if I went out and got like a burger and chips, I would use their ketchup. But I'm hesitant about the ketchup in my own home because it feels old.
Hold on a second. This does not compute, cannot compute, right? You don't even know where the ketchup in the restaurant is coming from, let alone how old it is. But you are willing to use it and not the stuff that you see every day when you go to your fridge.
Yeah, because I have confidence in the amount of people that love ketchup that I'm like, they're going through these bottles of ketchup like no one's business. So it's always fresh. Whereas our ketchup in our fridge has definitely been there for over a year.
Okay. Well, nobody's eating ketchup in your house then. So I think you can safely say no one is saucy and you can probably throw that out.
You know, when you squeeze the ketchup and the water comes out for his head.
Oh yeah, that's pretty grim. You got to shake it or else the jizz comes out.
Oh my God. So tell us, would you now be putting ketchup on things in your home?
Now, ketchup is probably low rung actually, because I've gone up a step. I am so saucy that I am like, I'm up in the top tier.
Like Ballymaloo relish saucy.
Up, 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 up. I'm middle class saucy. Okay, so I'm talking hummus, tzatziki, pesto, that kind of, you know, Marks and Spencer's sort of.
Okay, so if we're talking about high-end sauciness, I am majorly into high-end sauciness. The hummuses, all of that is in my fridge.
So, and you would be a crudité dipper? So would you be like celery, your carrot sticks and that sort of jazz?
Breadsticks, crackers, the nice little tortilla chips with a glass of wine, listening to the Gypsy Kings. I should really change it up a little bit, shouldn't I?
Maybe you should. You should get the Soul Sisters playlist on, for crying out loud. Well, look, it just turns out every week now I'm going to keep testing your Soul Sisterness, and it just turns out, tick, you are in fact my Soul Sister.
So now we have the saucy business out of the way. I need to know, Claire, how your week was.
Listen, I have been trying to do some training for the mini marathon. And boy, oh boy, have I got a love-hate relationship with running.
Oh, I know. Tell us about it.
Well, before I go, I think, great, I'm going to go out here now and peg it around the park and it's going to be deadly. And then...
peg it around the park.
When I do it...
That's what they should have called the park run.
Peg around the park, lads. As I'm doing it, I want to kill. I want to murder somebody. That's where I'm at.
It's mad that you say that, because the same resistance comes up for me all the time when I'm going to exercise, like anger. What is that? I've wondered so many times, like, why, when I'm driving to peg it in the park on a Saturday morning, I'm like, why do I feel so angry? And then I drive home and I'm like, because I'm doubting myself. I was doubting myself on the way down that I'd be able for this. And then on the way home, when I'm in the, like, I did it, you know, I feel great. Why don't I do this every Saturday? I'm like, oh, because I proved to myself that I can do hard things.
This is the thing. When I get home, I feel like Rocky. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Like, I am honestly doing victory laps of my one bed flat with sweat and sun cream dripping into my eyes. But I feel shamazing after it. But I must say, I went for a run the other day, and I went into work afterwards in the office, and I suddenly started like to creak. Everything hurt. Like, my right arm hurt. I was so stiff. And that's what I was thinking. Maybe we could just send Shrubs and Rubs a little message and say,
oh my God, we have to. Here, let me ring him, because he never answers the phone to me. Ever.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay. So let's just see if old Scotty will answer today. It's like I can imagine Scott picking up his phone, looking at my name, and then putting his phone down.
Screaming that call. Oh my God, the anticipation. This is like, you've won £1,000.
Okay, let's take a bet. Do you think he'll take my call?
He won't, no. 2:00. He's rubbing someone.
Hello.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What are you doing?
I'm just packing. We're off to London for the weekend to do our menu tasting.
Oh, amazing.
I know. I'm so excited.
Come here. I have a little fan on the other line here. Claire Solan. Have you ever heard of her?
I have actually heard of her, yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Claire. Shrubs and Rubs
here. Hey, Shrubs. May I say, what an honour it is to finally speak to you directly.
I know, it's been too long.
Yeah, you're coming to London. Do you and Lee need someone to come along, like maybe a neutral person to come along and taste that menu with you?
Yeah, how's your palate?
The most comprehensive palate ever.
She was just telling me she loves hummus.
I love hummus.
There you go. Better be serving that at the wedding. Shrubs and Rubs, right? I think I already know the answer to this question, and that is just get to it. But we are training for the mini marathon, and my lower back is giving me serious problems. Why?
It could be a number of different things. Yeah, okay. I might need a bit more information.
I'm 5'8", ginger.
This isn't a dating profile, Claire.
Shame. Okay, so I wonder, is it, do you reckon, to do with the fact that I'm not stretching enough and me quads might be pulling or my hammies might be pulling?
It might be, yeah. Yeah, it's a good place to start anyway. One Lee's point to get out here, because she knows all about it. One main reason that people get back pain when they are running is because they're not using their core. And they use their back muscles for stability instead of core.
What a genius.
You're not called shrubs and rubs for nothing, Scott. Well, we love you so much, and
maybe too much.
No, it's never too much.
Why did it take you so long to answer my call?
I looked at the phone.
I just said that. I said Scott looks at the phone when I'm ringing, and then he decides if he's going to answer or not. Well, thank you so much for the advice, Scott. We're all gung ho towards the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Myself and Claire.
Next time you're back in Dublin, we'll all have a bit of a meet up or something.
I'd love that. Will you come for a swim with us? Maybe. Do you see swim?
Yeah, I do a swim.
Okay, Scott. Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you too.
Thank
bye.
You.
There we go. Oh my God. Isn't he just a dreamboat? How do people, if you want to find him and actually.
So Scott's a gardener and Scott is a physio. Scott is also a strength and conditioning coach. Scott can do it all. SW_sports_rehab. I am going to link Scott's Instagram page in the episode show notes.
Do. Girls, if you need tending to, he is your man. What a divine little human being he is. In fact, sorry, what a divine, huge human being he is.
Do you think he's saucy?
He's definitely saucy.
I didn't pull Scott up on this, but he said, we definitely have to meet up, Claire, when you're home, even though he's going to London like in an hour.
Oh, yeah, he's coming over my way. He probably thinks, you know, if they're going to be tasting for their menu for their wedding, he doesn't want to ruin the romance of it, you know. I understand that. I hear you barking, big dog.
They're so cute.
So what did you get up to this week then, you mad old spoon?
I'm on the come down of the book. I found out on Wednesday. Oh my God, Claire, this was such a full circle moment. Okay. Finished my book promo on Wednesday on a freaking high because I was on Dermot and Dave. And it was literally like Today FM, their show makes me laugh so much. They're such dear friends. It was like it was meant to be, because I've been aware that I've been on in this, you know, the pink cloud. And I knew that like I was going to have a hard come down from that because it's just been so full on, but such an amazing time in my life that I was so grateful for. So it was like the universe put me with Dermot and Dave for the last interview. So as they were saying goodbye to me on the radio, I was actually had a lump in my throat because I was like, I've never felt such love and such support and such kindness from two men who, you know, are so open to my message and what I'm talking about and so supportive. So I was emotional. Then I was in with Dr. Adele at 11:30 for a facial, but it was 10:10. So I was like, what am I going to do? And I said, I'll go in and I'll go into Dundrum just for, you know, I'll go in and look at my book.
I'll go in and order a Starbucks mocha choca latte and go and look at the fruits of my labor on the shelf.
Yeah, so I went into Eason's. Keen, I know everyone in Eason's now, but Keen is so I had a little look in, is Keen there? Because I don't want to be weird, you know, couldn't see Keen. Yeah. So I went in, looked at my book for a while. I was like, whoa, this is lovely ending to the promo. Then I saw Keen, so I legged it. But I went into Starbucks. Okay, I'm a bit dramatic, right? So I went into Starbucks, saw all my like pals in Starbucks that I wrote my book, you know, all the staff and stuff. And I ordered myself the same coffee and I sat down and I took my book out of my bag. And I just put it on the table in front of me with my coffee and sat for 15 minutes.
Wow.
I thought it was really important to go back and give gratitude to that journey. And I didn't plan it to happen that way. But I was like, I think it's important for me to acknowledge it because I'm going to move on now, you know, with other things. So anyway, I was sitting there and I got an email from my publisher, Kira, to say we were number one again for the second week.
No way. While you're in Starbucks.
Yeah. Isn't it so weird the way stuff like that happens?
I love the fact that you did that. I really do.
Thanks. Because I think before, and do you have your bell handy for Jerry?
Yeah. Give me a smell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. What? I reach it. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. My bell.
Beautiful. So Jerry said to me on my podcast last summer, if the universe is giving you gifts, don't forget to say thank you.
Oh, I love that so much.
So there you go. That was my moment of pure gratitude.
That is just lovely. Like, and how often in life do people ever get a chance to do that? Because, you know, it sounded like writing your book was like studying for exams, which you do and then you immediately forget. Like it's a, you know, like giving birth. You're just like, oh, so painful. And then suddenly, oh my God, I'm so happy it's over. And there's my baby. So it's rare that you get a chance to go and... And have you thought about this? Do you remember I found the book in the park? Have you thought about like putting copies of Glow around Dublin City or elsewhere?
We have thought about that, but I kind of forgot about it. So that's a good idea.
There's your cosmic nod.
Colgate Max White Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third say that a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back. We now have full confidence in our smiles thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, and we have a huge thank you and a huge announcement to bring your way.
Yes, we do. So, Soul Sisters, so many of you have said to us, 8 episodes is not long enough. And you know what? It's not. So we went to the legends at Colgate and we said, listen, any chance that you and Max White Ultra might stick around for another 2 weeks? And they said, yes, yes. So with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, Soul Sisters is now 10 episodes long. Whoop, whoop.
And to be honest, Claire, how could they refuse us when they saw our white, shiny smiles?
Ding. We sent them selfies and said, come on, how can you say no?
Thank you, Colgate. And yes, Soul Sisters, we are back for another 2 episodes.
So don't hold back. Let Colgate Max White Ultra boost that confident smile of yours. Available in Dunn's and in all other major Irish retailers, subject to availability.
Thanks, Colgate.
I mentioned last week in Recommends that the Soulful Life Coach on Instagram, Georgina Durkin, is running a retreat in July. And having seen her twice now, I really, really recommended that retreat. And actually, one Soul Sister got in touch and said she'd signed up.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about what happened in my session last week with Georgina, because I think it will be helpful for people who are just like me, and perhaps you, you know. So I sat down with Georgina, and what happens is we were on Zoom and we had a quick chat, and she said, right, look, I'm going to tune into your soul. Whatever I say next is not me, but actually you. So she said, what's your question? And I said, I want to ask about the health of my body. Where are we at? And she said, okay, I'm being brought to your liver. And then she said, I'm being shown addictions that exist in your familial line. And she said, it's not necessarily alcohol. And so we talked about addictions, as in people, a lot of us assume that when people say addictions, it's the headlines, it's the big hitters, it's the gambling, it's the boozing, it's the drugs, it's the smoking. And food, I suppose, to a lesser extent. But she said to me that you have an addictive personality, which is true, and that you have become addicted to pain or issues in your body. So this was difficult for me to hear, because last year I was ill, and I think since then I have been watching and monitoring myself so closely that actually it's not been good for my health. So she was saying to me, you need to be aware of your powers of manifestation and the fact that you are manifesting problems in your own body. So she said, if you wake up every day and you look for the problem, you will find the problem.
Because I get that, right, coming out of an illness, that you're so hyper aware of your health. For me, it became a fixation on healthy food. But I found COVID gave me balance. COVID gave me, complete balance again. But I was so fixated on just trying to be healthy all the time, and not even in pride, like, in private, I'd be normal, but then in public, I was afraid to eat anything unhealthy in front of anyone. And people with an illness will relate to this, like even having a glass of wine, like the guilt. You're afraid someone's going to turn around to you and go, geez, look at you with your glass of wine. You had cancer last year. You know, it's just not okay to ever speak to anyone like that or ever judge anyone for what they're eating or drinking, I think. So I was so afraid to eat like sugar, chips, carbs in front of people. I had to get therapy for it. And just to be clear, not specific therapy for that issue, but just in general, it came up for me in therapy.
Yeah. It was such a wake-up call for me, because I have definitely improved the way I live, as in my diet is healthier and I'm far more aware of my body. But with that came that subliminal messaging that was going on that I was not aware of until my soul told me. And so it was amazing. Georgina was getting really animated. She was like, move on, next chapter, we have to go. And she was like, just so you know, like, this is not me. This is you. This is you are saying this. Next chapter, move on. Come on, let's go. It's like you're at the start of a race, and then you're ready to go, and your body's like, go. And then suddenly your mind goes, but oh no, I had that problem with my hamstring last year. What happens if my hamstring goes again? I think I better walk this race. Actually, I'm going to pull out.
And for years before I got sick, I didn't exercise because I told myself I had bad knees. But my bad knees were keeping me safe. They were keeping me safe. Oh, you don't have to exercise. You've got bad knees. I had bad knees because I didn't exercise.
One just PS to that piece. Georgina said two things to me that really stuck with me. So I'm going to pass them on to you. Analysis is paralysis. So you said, I have bad knees. You never exercised. I said, every morning I've been sick. I must be, what's going on? What's wrong today? What feels sick? I stay in a place of sickness. And she said, tell the truth, divorce the story. The old story of me is I'm sick. The news story is I am healthier than I've ever been before.
There you go. That's interesting. Okay, Georgina, oh my God, connect with her and she'll get your soul talking.
She'll get your soul talking. And you know what? Honestly, since that meeting with her, I have stopped it. Not wholly and completely, but I've been able to stop the addiction, the incessant checking for issues. And I've started using an affirmation, which is, I am well, I am strong, I'm healthy. And so if I'm in the shower or I'm walking, I'm well, I'm strong, I'm healthy. I'm well, I'm strong, I'm healthy. And genuinely, I feel better for it.
So recommends. Okay, so me, what do I recommend? So when I was in, I was talking about Dermot and Dave, right? And they are just two legends. And we did the interview and then my mom rang me afterwards and she goes, that was a brilliant interview. And I just laugh because they're laughing. And I actually don't even know what I'm laughing at, but I just laugh because they're laughing and they laugh at everything and they're so funny. And I was like, yeah, actually, every time I listen to Dermot and Dave, it's like I'm listening for the first time ever. So if you're looking for a laugh, because sometimes we just need a laugh, right? After you listen to Soul Sisters, and once you've listened to all the podcasts that we put out, then we give you permission to turn on the radio and listen to Dermot and Dave every morning on Today FM. If you need a belly laugh, if you want to connect with some cool people, and these lads have worked together for so many years, they've so much respect for each other, they absolutely adore each other. And I would go as far as saying, Claire, that they are, if we're Soul Sisters, they're soul brothers.
It's a true bromance. There's no doubt about it. So continuing with that theme of laughter this week, it's been weeks since I've dipped into Super Soul Conversations and I sat on my couch, ovs, closed my eyes and listened to Oprah's sweet, sweet voice speaking to Patti LaBelle. And it was 30 or 40 minutes of pure joy. Patti LaBelle gives zero fucks. Zero. She's 69 years young. And as she says herself, it was a really great reminder. And as she says herself, you get one shot. So find the fun in everything you do. Her conversation, her relationship with Oprah was just like listening to two best pals. And it was, as a woman, I just thought, yes, girl. So that is my recommendation. That's my recommendation for this week.
And I actually listened to that podcast as well and I loved it. I just, as you're saying that, Piper is looking at me here. She's just lying on the ground staring at me. And we're always thinking, what should her middle name be? And we come up with new ones every couple of weeks. So I'm going to suggest to Pia that we call her Papi LaBelle.
Papi LaBelle.
That would be hey, cute, right? Sister.
Yeah. Hey, sister, soul, sister, soul, sister, soul, sister. Yeah, go listen to that episode. It was superb. And obviously, got to give you a song for this week. So it's been Eurovision crazy over here in the UK because it's been in Liverpool, obviously. We're recording on Friday, so we don't know the result as yet. Boo that Ireland are not in it. Do you have any thoughts on that situation?
I just saw it on Twitter that we didn't get in and I was like, that's sad. And then I moved on.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm going to take you back to 2012 and Laureen, who actually was back this year with another Swedish entry, but she won Eurovision 11 years ago with Euphoria. Do
you remember that song? Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Love that song.
Absolute banger. I heard it was actually Nick Rimshaw that reminded me. We had Scott Mills on Dish. Great listen if you're looking for another podcast to listen to. And Grimshaw said, if we wake up in the morning and we just cannot get ourselves going, we put on Laureen in all rooms. At volume. And I can tell you, I did it this morning and my morning disco was out of this world.
Love it. Do you think we could throw Riverdance into the playlist? Or is that a bit much?
And that's a great idea, especially considering we're not in it this year.
Okay. And lots of people still sending me their little anecdotes about dancing in the kitchen. So,
oh, yes, it's spreading. So we're going to be running the mini marathon on the 4th of June. Mm-hmm. And so on the 3rd of June, wouldn't it be fun if we gathered down at the 40 foot for a little dip?
Piper is looking at me like so weirdly. Piper loves swimming. She loves swimming. And when she hears the word swim, her head, she's up. She's ready. Yes. And wouldn't that be amazing? And we could get like a few friends down with us. Maybe we'll ask Miriam to come. Miriam Hussey, if you don't follow Miriam. Oh my God. Jerry's other half. I actually don't think we give Miriam enough shout outs on this podcast.
Agreed. Miriam's going to be down. The queen. She's like the queen of Sandy Cove, isn't she?
Yes, she is like the most amazing person.
So if you fancy it, we're going to be down in Sandy Cove, in on the beach area of Sandy Cove, near the 40 foot at 11 a.m. Saturday the 3rd. Come on down and we'll have a little dip and a chat before the mini marathon on the Sunday.
Oh, amazing. Can't wait. So you've been listening to Soul Sisters. I loved this episode, Claire.
Yeah, me too. That was fun.
I'm hitting the road to Cork tomorrow. I'm going to speak at Suzanne Jackson's event in Cork on Sunday.
Oh, fab.
So I will most likely be editing this podcast on the road on the way down. So I already kind of feel car sick just thinking about that. Do you get car sick?
I used to. I don't anymore. I think I was traveling. I used to travel to work in taxis so much that I actually grew out of it.
Do you remember last year when I was in London and I was lying on your lap in the back of a car? I was so car sick and you were rubbing my head.
I thought it would be such a nice idea to get Jamie and Georgie a lift to the airport. How wrong I was. She was sick as a D-O-double-G.
Well, if I was a dog, I'd definitely like to be a D-O-double-G. So listen, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Claire, you're off to Portugal. Live your best life. I love the way people are always like talking about our podcast. And I was like, do you know why our podcast works? Is because we both want to do the same things. We're both living the same kind of life. But you're like living the eat, pray, love life. And I'm trying to do it with the family. But it just goes to show. We can all be soul sisters, even though we're all so different.
Exactly. Living different lives, but the same people.
So you go and you live your best life for all of us this week, Claire.
I sure will.
And give Sarah Shannon a big hug from me.
I certainly will. I'll have all the news next week. Hey, episode 9. Woohoo!
And go easy on those aubergines over there, because I'd say there's loads of them.